for so long. Boy, ain't that true? He's going to right every wrong when he comes. I'm looking forward to him coming. How about you? You ready? You ready for him tonight? I'm ready for him. I am ready for him. Cheryl was put on the spot there just right before church. I appreciate her. I give her a hard way to go, but I do appreciate her. I'm not trying to make any points. I've been giving her a hard way to go this evening, but we've been. But I do appreciate it. Appreciate you. Appreciate you coming back, listening. Appreciate you paying attention. I appreciate you listening this morning. And try to help you. Try to help you this morning a little bit. We're going to continue tonight. And I'll give you some simple truths. And whether you get help or not, it'll be how you apply it, how you take it. I can't make you believe it. I can't make you exercise it. I can't make you apply it to your own life. But I can tell you the truth. And then we deal with it. All right? Before I forget, Sherry Gibbons is going to have surgery on the 12th, complete shoulder replacement. Matea's baby will be here Wednesday. They've got an appointment to get that baby. And then Oakland, little Oakland, is going to have a special test Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Pray for little Oakland, all right? And if nobody else, she enjoys my voice. If nobody else likes me, she likes me. Because when the prayer chain goes around my voice, she knows who it is anyway. So now she'll learn better than that. But right now she's Super Senior Saint gonna eat Tuesday at 12. All right. So any questions? See Brother Rick. All right. Turn to Psalms 103. And then turn to Romans chapter 8. And we're going to look at some things tonight. We'll be looking at Matthew chapter 7 as well, if you want to go that far ahead. All right, just a little simple verse. All right. You mind the Lord. You got a word for the Lord. You have to stay. Huh. Yeah. You're going to be in control, or he's going to be in control.
Yes. Yeah.
Who do you want to be in control?
Yeah.
Who do you want running things?
Yeah.
Now, of all the things that's wrong in our life, I'm here to tell you, we're probably the ones that was running it then.
Yeah, right. You're right.
If there's anything right, he's the one that's been running.
Yeah. Amen.
Because he can't make the mistake. He can't choose wrong. He can't. Are y'all getting that in your head? His holiness will not allow him to make a mistake. His holiness will not allow him to do wrong. He's on a higher plane than we are. He's not our next door neighbor. Though he lives in our heart, he's not a normal neighbor or a friend. He's God.
Yes.
He can't make a mistake. Now knowing that, then we go to Romans 8:28. See, he's still on the throne. He's on the throne in Psalms 103. He's on the throne in the Revelation. But he's on the throne tonight, on November the 10th, 2024. He's still on the throne. He's still God. Can I tell you, when eternity is done, he'll still be on the throne. And you say, well, eternity ain't going to be done. That's exactly right. That means he's on it all the way. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. That's what Moses said in Psalms 90. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. But I'm afraid we don't believe that. We do at times. And I know we're frail, but I want to encourage you tonight to believe it tonight. And when you rise in the morning, I want you to encourage you that He's God in the morning. And tomorrow night, and the next day, and the next year, and the next decade, and the next century, He's still God. Huh? And you, yeah, as Peg McCamey would say, he's a God on the mountain, he's a God in the valley. But he's God. And I ain't. But when I look at Romans 8:28, it says, and we know. What do we know? Well, do we know that? But do we believe that? We read that. But do we believe and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose? Now, there's some things we're going to have to believe and nail down. One of them tonight is that nothing is allowed to come to me without permission of God. Not allowed. It can't do it. Let me say that again. Nothing is allowed to come to me unless it's allowed by God. Nothing. Nothing. I am His child. He pities me. Psalms 103 said, He pities me as a father does his child. Yeah. He takes care of me like my daddy would take care of me. Right. He is my daddy. Abba Father. He is my daddy. He is my father. He's God.
Yes. Amen.
And He's not going to allow nothing to come to me other than what He permits to come. And you say, well, if that's the case, then I'm mad at God for what come to me. No, He let come to you what was necessary to come to you. But His ways are higher than my ways. And His ways are past finding out. We sing the song, we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, we're not going to care. Okay? But He's not obligated to explain to us anything. You know, growing up, and I've said this before, growing up, Daddy and Mommy never explained to B.B., Mooney, and Cindy and myself what the bills were. They never sat us down at the table saying, you know, I want you all to know the house payment is this much. The power bill is this much. I spend this much on groceries. I spend this much on insurance. My parents never explained what had to be provided and how. You know what they always made sure we knew? That we were loved and cared for. That's all that we needed to know. All that we needed to know. Now, if we broke something, they might be a cost explained. But far as everyday care, nah, because that's His business. He takes care of us, and He don't ask us if that's okay. He don't say, you think I'm paying too much for this insurance? He don't ask us that. God don't come down and say, could I got a better deal at Food Lion or Save Less? Which is the best? No. Things were provided at home by their best interest. Lindsay helped us there a while ago, if we pay attention. As we do our children, so He does us. Huh? And then we look that all things work together for good. Now, this is where the rub comes in. Because when we're going through stuff, we don't see no good in it. We don't see no good in it. When you're hurting and you're in pain mentally or physically, you're not looking for the good. You're looking for the why. But if we don't get a handle on that the heavens are prepared, His throne is prepared in the heavens, and He's sovereign in all of His power and perfect knowledge, that He is omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent, that He knows everything, can do everything, is everywhere at once. And if we don't get a handle on that, then when things come, we're not going to be able to trust Romans 8:28. It ain't going to happen. But can I tell you, it's still true that all things, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. See, we're going to have to believe tonight that He's involved in our life every day. He's not just involved in my life on Sunday. And He's not just involved in my life when I'm in a tragedy, but He's involved in my life in everything. Do you believe that tonight? See, I believe that tonight. I'm not super spiritual or better than you, but I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. Huh? And I'm here to tell you that He's bigger than what I go through. Huh? I've been put in positions that I've had no choice but to go on.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't been a hard choice because I know He's bigger than that.
Yeah.
Are you understanding tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not scolding you for having weak faith. I'm encouraging you to have strong faith.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Are you understanding me tonight?
Yeah.
It is possible. It is possible.
Yeah.
He provides care constantly. He provides protection constantly. And He'll work all things for good to them that love God. And that is a fact. He can't go back on that. Because He's perfect. He's perfect. Now hear me tonight. He's still on the throne. Now when I think about the things that come my way and the things that I don't like, and when I hurt and I don't think about good, what good can come out of this? It's because He knows the future.
Yes.
He don't just know the present. He don't just know the past. See, I know the past. And God has blessed me with a good memory. And I know the past. I know my past. I've got a good memory on past. And I know what's going on for the most part right now. But I don't have a clue what's going to happen in a minute. But He does. He does. He knows my reaction. He knows my action. And He wants me to trust Him for the God He is, not for the God we make Him to be. Can I say that again? He wants us to trust Him for the God He is, not for the God we want Him to be or make Him to be. He's bigger. You can't make Him big enough. He's bigger than you can imagine. He's wiser than you can imagine. He's God. He's God. Are you listening to me? There's so many things. I wish we had hours and hours that I could encourage you on this one thing. The God that... does anybody here know anything about blooms on flowers and stuff, or apples or anything like that? Anybody know anything about that? Anything at all? I know Patrick does back there. A couple of you, maybe Steve. Do you ever know how the flower blooms and fertilizes, and the pistil inside does the fertilizing and makes everything, and the bloom forms, and then the fruit forms? That, and it does that on every apple.
Yeah.
Huh? On every one. And it's so perfect and tiny. Did you know that the reason you're hearing me is because them little things that we call hair in our ears that really ain't hairs, but that's what we call them, that they're vibrating and they're going down inside them little tiny, these little tiny bones in your ears called the anvil and the stirrup and the hammer. And down inside they beat on a drum down inside, and them little vibrations and all of that in the nerves and the bones is in every one of our ears the same way that we all hear the same sound and goes to our mind, and our mind then works it all out and says, huh, that was the A note on the piano, and our mind figured all that out. Do you know who does that? Do you know who does that? The God that we've trusted to save our soul and live for every... Why in the world would I be concerned about something that comes my way when I don't understand? Well, I'm glad you do, because I don't have a clue, God, but you handle it, you got it. I'll just go ahead and rest with you. And I know then that whatever comes my way is going to work out for my good, because my Heavenly Father is taking care of me as his child, and he pitied me as a child, and it's going to be okay. Huh? He ain't doing me wrong. He don't do me dirty. He don't hurt me. Huh? Think about it. Are we still okay? I mean, these little things, and people talk about evolution, man, that's the God that takes my sin and separates as far as east is from the west. That's the God that chooses not to deal with me according to my iniquities. That's the God that His throne is prepared in the heavens forever, and He ruleth over all. That's my God tonight. That's my God. And I feel like I'm not getting it across to you. I feel like you're not grasping it. Because it excites me. Maybe I'm just emotional. But it excites me. Because I've got things that's hurt. I've got things that's brought me to my knees. I've got things that shook my very foundation. Oh, but I've got a God that promised me it's going to be good. Think about that. Huh? I can't see no good in that boy back there tonight. I can't understand and comprehend it at my baby back there. Huh? I don't comprehend that. But I know this. There's many of people going to walk through the gates of heaven because of the witness of the gospel of Christ on that account. He's going to work it for good. Huh? That's my God tonight. And I got to know this and believe this before I can get on my knees and pray. If I can't believe this, there's no need for me to pray. Let me say that again. If I don't believe this, there's no need for me to pray. Because when I pray, it's because I'm helpless. And it's because I can't fix it. And it's because the thing's bigger than me. So I'm going to have to trust somebody that's a heap bigger than what I am tonight. And that's this God that's in control. Do you believe He's in control tonight? Do you believe He runs things? I'll go and tell you, your little mark didn't make no difference Tuesday. Huh? He got eraser. He could erase and put what he wanted to where he wanted. Huh? And we all say, yeah, that's right, that's right. But can't say, it's like it in my life. I'm not going to sit back and regret my life and say I wish I'd turned left when I turned right and wish I'd turned right when I turned left. I can't go back and change none of that. Can't go back and change the mistakes and the things I wished I hadn't done. But I tell you what I can do. I can trust God who's above everything. Do you believe that tonight? That He's above everything? See, nothing else matters. When doctors say they're not going to live, that's not true. Huh? When doctors say they will live, that's not true. They don't know. But God knows. For he's appointed a man once to die. I believe God knows. I believe he knows the future as well as he knows the past. I believe he knows the future as well as he knows the present. I believe he knows you're sitting here tonight and you're thinking and you're mulling things over in your head, and some of you are believing and some of you are trying and some of you want to go home. You know? He knows it. He knows it. He knows what you did today. He knows if you failed. He knows if your faith has been weak. He knows if you've done wrong. He knows. But all he wants you to do is recognize that he is above all that. And he'll help you. Young people, you've got somebody to trust that's better than your parents. Your parents are great. They're great people, but God's bigger than they are. Huh? He's bigger than that. He's working in your life. He's working in your life tonight. Huh? There's things that goes off in your mind. There's days you don't know up from down. You can care less. You want to go play or squirrel hunt or deer hunt or bear hunt or play ball or something. That's all that's on your mind. That's okay. He's got all that worked out. He does. He knows what color your socks are. You got boots on, he knows whether or not they match. See, I like to wear boots, so it don't matter where my socks match or not. But he knows. My socks got holes in them. You don't know it, but he does. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He knows what knots my belt in. I mean, he knows every little detail. He knows. Huh? He knows if I bathe. He knows if I wash behind my ears. He knows if I use a cotton tip or if I just run a rag through. He knows. He knows. Are you understanding? He knows about you. He knows if you're hungry. He knows if your belly growls. He knows if your head hurts. He knows if your arthritis is flared up. He knows everything. He's God. And if you don't understand that, you're wasting your time praying. Because if you don't believe he's God, then you're just praying to somebody that's on the same level as you are. You're going to have to believe. And we know, that's what Paul said, and we know, then we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to service. The unfailing purpose of God, that's what the heading in my Bible says, the unfailing purpose of God through the gospel. Can I tell you, it's unfailing tonight. Now let me give you a couple other thoughts. Now we're talking about prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe it's necessary. Now, do I believe that I can change the mind of God? Well, maybe. There's some divine things I can't change. There's some divine laws that God will not change, regardless if every Christian that's ever been prays the same prayer. There's some things God won't change. God will never change the way of salvation. It'll always be by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it don't matter how we pray. If we pray, God, you know they're a good person, they're a good person, and they probably don't mean all this, and God, I'm sure you'll take care. They'll never be saved. Nobody will ever be saved until they repent of their sins and place their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That divine law will never change, regardless of how long or how much we pray for somebody that's lost. They'll never get saved until they trust the Lord just like He laid out. That's the divine law. But if I pray, to this God that knows all, He'll start working with me through who I'm praying for, and there'll be more opportunity given to that lost person, and there'll be more mercy shown to that lost person, and there'll be more love shown to that lost person, and there'll be more testimony shown to that lost person, and there'll be more effort shown to that lost person, and there'll be more decisions have to be made by that lost person, and finally maybe they'll trust the Lord. You follow me? But it ain't going to do me no good to pray if I don't believe He's God. I believe Him to be God. I believe Mark to be a failure, and I believe Him to be perfect. That's what I believe tonight. Are we still okay tonight? See, even though, now listen to me. We say, well, if He knows everything, can do everything, He don't need me to pray. Yeah, He does. I don't know that He needs it, but He wants it. And I'm going to tell you why. He wants you to pray believing that He's who He said He was. He wants you to trust Him like He's the God He is. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? Don't trust Him for the God you think He is. Trust Him for the God He is. Does that make sense tonight? Well, let me give you this couple things real quick and we'll go home. When I pray to God that can do anything, then I'm going to start building a relationship with this God. And when I start building this relationship, then I'm going to start praying in His will, because I'm going to know what He wants. And He's going to work with me and use me that He might get glory for who He is. And I'm going to pray to Him because I know all things work together for good, and I can trust Him. And I can pray to Him because I know He's not dealt with me according to my iniquities. And I can pray to Him knowing that He is in rule and in control, and I can trust Him. And the more I trust Him, the more I'll pray to Him. And the more I pray to Him, the closer I'm going to be in relationship to Him. And the more I'm closer to a relationship to Him, the more I'm going to glorify His name. And the more that I glorify His name, the more He's going to show me how big He is as God. And the more He shows me how big He is as God, the stronger my faith is going to be. And I'm going to pray a little more. And then I'm going to serve a little more. And I'm going to love a little more. And He keeps showing me how big He is. And all of this works together for a divine purpose of an almighty God working with His children to give us what is necessary.
Amen.
We okay with that? I believe that tonight. I believe He wants me to pray so I can have my faith increased. I believe He wants me to pray so I can show my dependence on Him. I believe He wants me to pray so I can build that relationship, so I can agree with His will, that I can believe He is the all-powerful God. See, a lot of times we'll pray, and if it don't happen right then, we say, I didn't think it would. You ever pray like that? Did your faith ever slap you down? It ain't your faith. It's weak. It's the enemy that's come to you when you're getting ready to believe that He's God. See, we forget tonight. How can I make you see? We forget tonight that the enemy don't want you to trust God. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to trust your flesh. Are you understanding? So when you pray, like no other time in the day. You can go through day and not be bothered at all till you go to pray. And when you go to pray, the phone rang. When you go to pray, somebody decided to visit. When you go to pray, the dog wants out or in. When you go to pray, you forget what you wanted to pray about. When you go to pray, you're hindered and you're discouraged and you're made to doubt. When you go to pray, instead of asking God for things, you start looking at your failures and your faith gets weak that you don't feel like you ought to be able to ask anything because you're no good. So you quit. And the enemy's there constantly to discourage and intimidate you and to work on you, to keep you from calling. And all the while, the God that you serve is bigger than Satan and bigger than the enemy and higher than anything else. And He's the one that lives in you and will strengthen you if you'll just go ahead and look to Him. Think about that. Because He knows. The enemy knows if we get on our knees, then our relationship is going to increase. And He knows that we're going to say, "Boy, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all His benefits." That's what will happen. But you're going to have to believe He's in control. I believe He's in control tonight. I'm praying about some things that I just don't know what to do about. My hands are tied. My hands are tied. There's nobody for me to talk to about it. They don't have no answers. I can tell everybody to pray with me, but it ain't gonna help the situation. It ain't gonna help the situation. Because the only person who can fix it is God. So I can do one of two things. I can quit, get down the mouth, and then I've had enough. Or I'll just go ahead and trust Him. Go ahead and believe He's the God that He says He is.
Amen. That's true.
And know that it's going to work out for good. Because I love Him. And I belong to Him. And the Bible tells me, and we know. And we know. And we know. And I know. Do you know tonight? You say, "Well, how would you give an invitation, preacher?" Well, it's just like you. Is your faith weak? Well, that's okay. He remembers our frame and knows we're dust. If your faith's a little weak and you need a little help, well, the daddy that had faith that the Lord could take care of his son said, "I believe, will you help my unbelief?" So there's, if you're a little weak, won't you find your place around this altar and ask God to help you? He can do it. He can do it. If you have a little problem, just talk to the Lord about it. Get that relationship built up. Maybe you say, "Well, preacher, I just don't know if He's that big a God." Let me introduce you to this big God. Everybody look at me tonight. You can't, but He can. You can't. You can't live it without Him. You can't believe it without Him. You can't trust Him without Him. But you're going to have to believe it is who He is. I believe He still be the God of miracles.
Yeah.
But it's going to be what He chooses to be the miracle.
Yeah.
Cheryl, go to piano if you want to. And just play. We ain't going to sing, Clark. Cheryl, just play. Do you have that song, My Faith Looks Up to Thee? My faith looks up to Thee, sweet Lamb of Calvary. Just play that. And tonight, I can't explain to you how weak I feel at times. Don't ever think that I'm super spiritual or can do things. I'm the worst of among us tonight. I get weak. But I believe Him to be in control. I'm going to trust Him tonight. You need to trust Him this evening. You need to come, you come. We're going to... Need a little encouragement? Come, let Him encourage you tonight. Let the Word of God encourage you. Bring your Bible and open it to Psalms 103. Open it to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Huh? Open to Matthew chapter 7 and ask and seek and knock. Whatever you need tonight. He is the great God. There is none else. I am the Lord. There is none else. I am the great God. There is none other beside me. That's what He said. Just want to encourage you tonight. He's God. He's God. He's God.